Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy.
You dummy.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago, here till 5 a.m. It's Friday morning. That means all the regular Friday features are happening right now. And this is time for you, big dummy. This is when we take real news stories and we read them of real people doing real dumb stuff. And then we vote on them. Tom votes, I vote. And then first person through at 312-981-7200 becomes the deciding vote. And you vote for who you think should be dummy of the week. Yeah. So let's begin. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A woman has recounted how a brief encounter with a handsome stranger in a bar turned ugly after she received an outrageous demand the following day. Chloe Matthews from London took to Twitter at the weekend to vent her total disbelief with the world after she received a text message from a guy she had shared a couple of drinks with the night before. She writes, "So a guy bought me a drink when I was out last night, and I gave him my number." And she says she is officially retiring from nights out. The tweet was accompanied by a screenshot of a series of text messages Chloe woke up to from the guy the next day. "Who is this?" The stranger wrote. When the student paramedic answered that she had been the girl that he was chatting with at the bar the previous night, he asked her if she had been the one wearing the quote-unquote denim dress. "Nice one," he wrote back when he confirmed it was indeed her. "Could you transfer me for those drinks I bought you last night since we didn't come home together? I don't think it was really worth my time." Aside from his atrocious spelling and grammar, by the way, everything is misspelled here, everything. The guy's demand for a refund after he failed to have sex in a presumed transaction left Chloe and the rest of the world completely floored. People labeled him an absolute loser, saying Chloe was better off without him and condemning men who expect sex in return for drinks as ridiculous. Hundreds of people came to Chloe's defense, commenting on how astonishing the demand was and how dark the dating pool had become. Others said that they were that a very clear picture of what this plonker must have looked like. Others wondered what the guy's demands might have been if the pair had actually gone the extra step and gone for a meal. "The act of chivalry is alive and well not," one man wrote. Another said that he was ashamed of my sex and apologized on behalf of men everywhere after reading the messages. The outrageous post was liked more than 56,000 times and retweeted more than 8,400 times. People were absolutely gobsmacked as to how this guy had the nerve to request a refund because he didn't receive sex. "This is a joke, surely. Is this what society has come to?" one person asked. Another joked, "His mom must be so proud." Others had more creative ideas to get back at Chloe's crass admirer. One person asked Chloe, "Please tell me you didn't pay him back." And she joked, "No, I'm far too skint for that." After another said that she could barely believe the scenario was real, and Chloe also responded. Seizing on her 15 minutes of fame to do some good, Chloe called on thousands of people currently following her in her unfortunate dating life to sign a petition instead. If you could, spare some time to sign this petition referring to people to a campaign to improve funding for paramedic students.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two.
A woman accused of mailing synthetic marijuana to inmates at correctional facilities in Lancaster and Worcester was arrested and charged in federal court. Caitlin Mercy, 27, of Norwood, was charged with distribution of controlled substance in the federal court. She was released on conditions following her initial appearance, said Christina DeLauro Sterling, spokeswoman for the U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling. Marcy is being accused of mailing papers soaked in synthetic marijuana, known as K2, to the Sousa Baranowski Correctional Center in Lancaster and the Worcester County House of Corrections. The papers were disguised as legal mail since it is not subject to strict screenings due to attorney-client privileges. The common practice is to soak or spray the liquid marijuana onto papers. Those papers can then be smoked. Investigators recording jail calls were tipped off to the plan when they heard Marcy allegedly arranging to mail synthetic marijuana to the Lancaster Correctional Center. Investigators subsequently intercepted the mail that she had sent to an inmate. The paper tested positive for synthetic marijuana. A month later, Marcy was allegedly caught in a U.S. Post Office security video sending similar package to what looked like what came from the lawyer to an inmate in the Worcester County House of Corrections. The package was intercepted. The documents also tested positive for marijuana. Marcy could face a maximum of 20 years in prison if found guilty. The case was being investigated by Lelling and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives in the Massachusetts Department of Corrections.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three.
A 22-year-old woman admitted to stealing a puppy from the puppy barn in Vineyard because she wanted to replace her family dog that died, according to the Utah County Sheriff's Office. On May 1, the woman, later identified as Savannah Morgan Griffin, entered the business. She allegedly stole a golden doodle puppy. Golden doodle puppy? So is that a poodle and a golden retriever? A golden doodle puppy that costs $1,200. $1,200. On May 8th, a local attorney called the detective who was investigating the theft. According to the Utah County Sheriff's Office, the attorney claimed the puppy had been brought to him by someone who knew the suspect. During an interview with Griffin at her attorney's office nearly 20 days later, she admitted to stealing the puppy and said she wanted to replace her family dog that had died. Griffin now faces one count of Class A misdemeanor theft. The case has been turned over to the Utah County Attorney's Office. The puppy has since been returned to the puppy barn.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber. The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
So at $1,200? Are they like...
They're like designer dogs, man.
Golden doodles, are they like rare or something?
Well, I mean, it takes a certain level of breeding.
$1,200, though. That's a lot of money for a puppy.
No, I hear you.
The puppy barn.
That's why she stole it.
Wow, all right. $1,200. All right, we're going to break here for the weather, and then we'll come back and finish up. We got two more dummy stories, and then we got a vote, and then we'll do a recap, and you can call in and vote as well. Be our third vote. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 o'clock. Regular features are on the way. We've got Nick D Show Spies and Fly Jams Friday coming up. But we're still doing You Big Dummy.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy four.
File this under things not to do. When a Taco Bell in Louisiana ran out of taco shells on Monday, June 3rd, a customer thought it would be best to get involved with the police. The Slidell Police Department called it a taco travesty, but they don't agree with the emergency call. Somebody called in to complain that the Taco Bell on Gauss Boulevard ran out of hard and soft shell tacos, soft taco shells. The Slidell Police Department wrote on Facebook, "While this is truly a travesty, the police can't do anything about this." Police say the call falls into the category of "we can't make this stuff up." Hopefully, they replenished in time for Taco Tuesday.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
By the way, that actually happened to me. One of the worst fast food establishments in the city is the... I don't know if it's gotten better. This was some years ago. Is on the corner of Irving and California. Irving Park in California, there is a combo KFC Taco Bell. And I've had terrible service from both sides. Went in one time, walked up to the counter at Taco Bell, and they said, "Just want to let you know, we're out of taco shells and lettuce." I'm like, "That's all you serve? I mean, what, we're out of taco shells and lettuce." That was just one of the many fantastic adventures that that I had at the Irving in California.
Run to the Jewels, get some.
Oh my God, we're out of taco shells and lettuce. All right. Dummy number five. Apple product launches always get buzz, but one new gadget announcement has left some people bemused. A monitor stand that costs nearly as much as some computers. At its annual Worldwide Developer Conference in San Jose last week, Apple revealed a collection of new products, including a monitor stand for $999. That's on top of the hefty price tag for its new Mac Pro desktop, which starts at $6,000, or and a display monitor, the Pro Display XDR, a 32-inch 6K Retina LCD display, which is $4,999. The Pro Stand has an intricately engineered arm that perfectly counterbalances the display so that it's virtually weightless, allowing users to easily place it into a position, the company notes on its website. The stand is optional. Mac Pro users could technically lean a monitor against the computer itself instead. It's unclear as of now if the new system will be compatible to the third-party monitor stands. CNN has contacted Apple to comment on this, but the stand caused a stir on social media, with some technology fans mocking the price of what is generally regarded as an unexciting accessory. After all, the stand is more expensive than the iPhone X, which is currently for sale on Apple's website at just $749. The Pro Stand at $999 is said by Apple to be an intricately engineered arm. Twitter user Adrian Lynch wrote in a tweet, "The Pro Stand, costing more than most laptops and phones outside of the Apple's realm, is the ultimate middle finger to any consumer that is seriously considering their machine. Every new device Apple has released in the last year is a cash grab in exchange for no new functionality." Another Twitter user tweeted, "This Mac Pro screen stand, I repeat, stand, costs $999. Let that sink in for a moment. Apple has developed a reputation for hiking product prices without necessarily hampering sales. Sometimes there are practical reasons for the price increases due to components inside. Apple has yet to respond to CNN's request for to comment on the cost of this product. Apple revealed a collection of new products at the Worldwide Developer Conference. In addition to the new Mac Pro and its accessories, Apple also announced new features coming to iOS 13 and that its iTunes music platform will be replaced by a trio of desktop apps called Music, TV, and Podcast. It also teased a menstrual cycle tracker coming to the Apple Watch.
Can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
All right. We got a vote here. Let me do some recapping before we do the voting. Okay, we've got the dummy who wanted to be reimbursed for the drinks because he didn't get sex. We got the dummy who mailed papers soaked in synthetic marijuana into jails. We got the dummy who stole the golden doodle, $1,200 golden doodle, to replace the family dog. We got the dummy who called the cops an emergency because Taco Bell ran out of taco shells. And we have the dummy corporation that priced a monitor stand at about $1,000. All right, you guys call in. First person in, it'll be the third vote, 312-981-7200. All right, Tom, what do we make of all these?
Well, I'm kind of between the Taco Bell and the Apple, but I'm going to go with Apple because I was floored by that announcement,
yeah.
Like many people were. I could not believe that they were dumb enough to think that we would be dumb enough.
No.
It's insulting.
You're an Apple user, right?
Yeah, I've used Apple my entire life. I mean, obviously, I know I use a regular PC, but my dad was an early adopter back in the 80s.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I used Apple for a while. I had one of those fantastic iMacs, the big with the handle.
Oh, that were colored?
Yeah.
Like they had
My ex-wife and I had the strawberry colored model.
Ooh.
Had a handle on top and everything was inside.
the kind that they break open in Zoolander.
Exactly. That's it. But I've since moved on. I'm an Android user.
Yeah, I can understand that.
So, but anyway. Okay, we need a third vote here. 312-981-7200. First person through. So you're voting for Apple.
Yes.
I'm voting for the guy who called the cops on Taco Bell, because I should have done that when I went in there at Irving in California. So we need to break the tie. So these are the only two that you are voting between. Okay, you have to. You either want the dummy who called the cops because Taco Bell ran out of taco shells, or the dummy corporation that would be Apple that priced a monitor stand at nearly $1,000. So the phone lines are open. Those are the two you have to choose from. 312-981-7200. You're the deciding vote. 312-981-7200. Either the dummy who called the cops because Taco Bell ran out of taco shells, or the dummy corporation that priced a monitor stand at $1,000. 312-981-7200. First person through will vote. Hello? This thing on? 312-981-7200. First person through right now can vote.
Oh.
There we go. It's the dummy who called the cops because Taco Bell ran out of taco shells, or the dummy corporation that priced a monitor stand at $1,000. Those are your two choices. So I believe we have someone on the line right now who will vote. Okay, Dave, you got the dummy who called the cops because Taco Bell ran out of taco shells, or you got the dummy corporation that priced a monitor stand at $1,000. What's your vote?
My vote?
Yes, Dave.
I am a police dispatcher, and I took a call one night from a Burger King customer who wanted to complain about the food was just not quite right, and they thought we needed to respond to that. So I have to vote for the Taco Bell.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Dave.
Take care, buddy.
That's hilarious.
Poor Dave.
It happens more than once, I guess.
Aw, Dave. Yeah. I feel really bad for him.
What kind of calls does Dave get? I wonder if he's working now. If he's a dispatcher on the overnights, that's when you have to handle the phone calls during the overnight hours.
Well, generally people are very respectful.
Yeah.
I will say that.
I know it gets weird, though.
Sometimes.
Don't tell me it doesn't get weird, especially around a full moon. Around a full moon, you know, I worked with Dan for many years on this shift, and Dan said there is absolutely no question about it. A few days before the full moon, it gets real weird.
Well, Vic and I did commiserate a little bit before the show about people calling in and being like, you know, when's the Bears game? I was like, that's not what this line is for. What channel?
Yeah, what channel is this? Hey, I'm having trouble with my dishwasher.
I don't have a computer.
Yeah. What are we, in New York now? What's going on?
Yeah, they really want to know in Rochester.
Like,
what's
going on?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Jesus. So that was water. Now it's wine. Oh, and The Last Temptation of Christ, everybody. All right. Directed by Martin Scorsese. Okay, we got a break here. The news is coming up, and then we've got our regular features, Straight Outta Context and Nick D Show Spies, and then we'll get some fly jams in for you. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
That's right, everybody. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6. for your morning drive. It's Friday, and our regular features are continuing. This is Straight Outta Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds kind of dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Tom, we're ready?
All right, there's a lot here, so I'll try to fly through them. First up, we got Diane caught the lovely Jess Raines, Matt Bubala's producer, saying this.
You just got mad excited.
Okay.
He's excited. All right, next up, Tom from Bartlett heard Lou Manfredini say this one on remote.
We have showers there, and you can go ahead and clean yourself up. So,
jeez. Where was that remote?
Getting nasty. I don't know. God. I don't know.
All right.
Finally, I think this might be his debut. The unbelievable Vic Vaughn got caught by Streamlit
Steve.
Oh, no,
Steve. This is not his first
time. This is not first time? Okay. Yeah. But here's Vic.
We'll cram it in this weekend.
Yeah, Vic's no stranger to this segment.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
All right.
All right. Next up, Jim Toronto made a special appearance on the Dean Richards Show.
It's not as big as you would have thought.
Wow.
And that was caught by Brian.
Okay.
Dean actually appears a few times on the list today. Yeah. Here's one from Margaret in Bridgeport.
Want some salami and cheese?
Come sit by me.
Oh, God. All right.
He's got your meat. Again, here's Dean Richards, and this is coming to us from Brian again.
Wouldn't have bothered me if it was even longer.
He had to have been talking about a movie.
Yeah, talking about Rocket Man.
Rocket Man.
He very much enjoyed it.
Yep.
All right. Super producer Joe Romano got caught by Brian.
Engineering came in my ear there.
Oh, no. Oh, man. All right.
Next up, we got you here.
Me?
Yeah, naturally. You got caught by Paul.
He's just going down, coming back up and going down. What was I talking about?
Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the little spider.
Yeah, okay.
All right, here's sportscaster Kevin Powell. He got caught by, Jesse.
Sometimes you hit it a little too hard. You're like, I didn't mean to be that aggressive.
Jeez.
Hitting it hard.
Wow. All right there, K-Paul.
All right, we got Steve Cochran caught by Ken in Hillside.
Hey. Scratch me just above my butt.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
They were talking about petting dogs.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
I was hoping that would be something like that. Wow, all right.
Yeah. Here we go. The king and queen of Straight Outta Context caught by Deanna.
And then when you panic and pull,
you couldn't get it out.
Yeah, but then if you relaxed, you could get it out very easily.
Right.
I don't even know what to say.
Shameful.
Wendy is on. I think Wendy clearly holds the record for being
she does
having most appearances on this show in the history of this segment. Okay.
And then another one from Deanna. This is Kim Gordon.
Having more fun on the back end.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. All right.
All right, here's a little celebrity catch by Dirty Dave. Here's Marsha Cross from, I believe, Desperate Housewives?
Yes.
All right.
Anus. You just have to just get used to it.
Oh, man. Wow. All right.
Another one for Dean, Kelly from Elgin.
Did you get it in the clown's mouth?
Oh, that's good. That's good. All right.
All right. And here we go. Wendy, this one sent in from Mark in St. Charles.
I love that it takes two of you to team up on one of me.
Wow.
Woof.
Ooh, boy. Was she referring to Bertrand and Bill?
Very good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, correct. And then last one here, Maria in Crystal Lake.
I didn't last long enough.
That was Wendy.
And that was Wendy.
That was Wendy. Of course.
All right.
Of course. All right. And I'm sure she'll return next week. Keep your ears peeled for all the dirty talk here on 720 WGN. And again, listen 24/7, jot it down, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All righty then. Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance.
sight. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody spies.
Like hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody
spies. Spies, spies, spies. Like us.
Yeah, there you go. That's what we do every Friday morning. We play them back. What you do is you listen 24/7 to this radio station. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show, we want to know about it. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, what do we got?
All right, first up, we got a little mention on the Steve Cochran show.
But if you're definitely approaching a strange dog, you got to ask the owner, the other person, if you're inclined to pet the dog, is it okay? And then reach your hand out, let them sniff you, and sniff them back if you want to. I think that's totally fair. And then, a gentle up, where they can see you, that's the point. You know, petting them where they can see you. Once they trust you, you're probably okay. But don't pat them on top of the head anymore.
There is no kind of petting that my dog doesn't like.
From strangers as well?
You know, that didn't sound right.
Yeah, I was leaving it clean so they could send it to Nick.
Like, let's ponder that for a minute.
You heard it here first, folks. Dave and its dog likes heavy petting.
It's like heavy petting. That's fantastic. That's really funny. All right.
All right. You'll enjoy this one sent to us from Streamwood Steve. This is on the Patty V Show.
The one movie that I think is overrated, it's fine. But it's not here in Chicago. Yeah. Everybody thinks it's the greatest movie ever. Is Ferris Bueller's? I think it's fine. I don't think it's unbelievably good.
Well, that's Michael Lieber from the Lieber Law Group who hates Ferris Bueller.
He didn't say he hated it. He just thinks it's overrated. And Nick D absolutely hates that.
Yep. Second worst movie ever made.
What was the first one again?
Natural Born Killers.
Really? Not Ishtar.
I like Ishtar. Ishtar's a good movie.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Ishtar is a good movie.
Oh, my God.
No, man. Ishtar's a good movie. Elaine May, great filmmaker, great writer. You know why that movie caught hell?
Why?
Because it took her so long to make, and they were on location, and she blew the budget. That's a funny movie. The songs are hilarious, and they're both really funny in that movie. I back Ishtar big time. But, yeah, Ferris Bueller's Day Off is horrible, and Ferris Bueller is one of the most despicable characters in the history of film. So, yeah, I hate it.
The classic.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's a classic. I'm not denying.
Well, no, the opinion is classic.
Oh. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, finally, Margaret in Bridgeport sent in Dave Ennett mentioning you.
Dave's birthday was yesterday.
I saw that. Happy birthday, Dave.
Thank you, Lou.
I saw a lovely picture of Dave. We should all look so good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Thank you. Got my carefully purchased gift, which was...
That you got at Walgreens?
Are you kidding? I wouldn't take Dave that lightly. it's a couple of shot glasses that are set in a game that's called what?
Drinking with Lincoln.
Drinking with Lincoln.
Which makes me think of the thing with Nick on Thursdays where I want to know what Nick is thinking.
Yeah, how about that?
Right.
I love free association.
I was a little scared that he was going to go to the fact that I used to drink a lot. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I have like issues with alcohol. I thought he was going to go that route. I was like, Dave, you're going to get a little dark.
Nah. 6 a.m. No way.
No way. But that's funny. I want to know what Nick is thinking. Yeah, that's good. That's my theme song, by the way, when I'm on with the Cochran gang, which I love doing. I love appearing on the show on Thursday mornings. We weren't on yesterday because obviously they were covering what was going on in Normandy.
Of course.
But Dave's great, man. He's the best. Drinking with Lincoln. So is it shot glasses with Lincoln, with Abraham Lincoln on them?
You know, that's a very good question.
Oh.
That's a very good question. I do not know.
Well, these are important questions.
The big questions.
These are the big questions that we need to know. So, all right. Hey, speaking of Dave.
Yeah.
You know, go Cats. I was listening to the Cub game the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat Fitzgerald was in the booth with Zach and Ron.
Right.
Because he was doing the seventh inning stretch. That guy's hilarious. Now, I've heard him on the show many times, and you know, and I know. But I had no idea he was so hysterical. Like, I mean, he was killing it. And he used to play baseball and had like insane insight. Not only does he know football, but he knows baseball.
Yeah.
He's hilarious, that guy.
Yeah, I think I did a remote where I got to say hi to him.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
No, and I've heard him on, I've heard him on Steve's show and all the time.
Great.
And, you know, but he's really great. And, but man, he was killing at the Cub game the other night. Man. So
he does a solid 15 minutes.
Absolutely. Yeah. He could do 20 at Zany's right now. So there's Dave. Hi, Dave. Oh, there it is. Drinking with, come on in, Dave.
Oh, he's got the Drinking with Lincoln?
He's got the Drinking with Lincoln. Let's see what that is. Morning, Dave. How are you? Take that mic. What is Drinking with Lincoln? Oh, it is Lincoln.
It is Lincoln.
It is Abraham Lincoln.
Party with your favorite president. 5 classic drinking games get a presidential twist. Beat the odds and pass the laws at the Battle of Gettysburg. Bet drinks on the secret legislation.
Yeah.
Test your honesty with Lincoln's top hat and more in games of endurance, luck, and liberal libation.
Yeah. Well, because we know what a heavy drinker you are, Dave.
Yeah, right. Cochran manages to propagate the myth, but anyway. Yeah,
that's great. That's pretty funny.
Hey, it retails for $18.95.
Look at that.
Not
boy, he
cheap.
Spent a lot of money on you.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I was just talking about Fitz in the booth with the guys. He was hilarious.
Yeah.
He's so funny. Do you laugh it up with that guy all the time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got that kind of personality.
And, yeah.
You know, I think that's a big reason he's been so successful.
Yeah. And he's a good guy in general.
He is a good guy.
Very cool. That's a great gift. You should send Cochran a thank you note.
I will.
All right.
And it did make me think of... You know, I want to know what Nick is thinking.
Cool. I thought you were going to go the dark route there for a second.
No, I was not. I would not do that.
All right, Dave. Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
See you, Nick.
Have a good day. There's Dave. You'll hear him on the Steve Cochran Show all morning long. Let's hit the intro first, and then
I grew up there on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, that's right, man. Fly Jams Friday has commenced. And do we have DJ Luscious Hushus ready to go?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushus, baby.
There we go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It's Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in, and we'll play them right now. Things are going to get funky after the break. 312-981-7200. Jams Friday. That is a fly jam. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline studio. Coming up after 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich has the opening bell. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Who requested the Tom Top Club?
That was Steve. Want to hear Genius of Love.
That's a great song.
Fantastic.
Great song.
Great offshoot at Talking Heads.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So it's Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You got some requests?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Next one's coming to us from Mike in Louisville. This one's called Boogie Oogie Oogie. If it plays. Because we're going to boogie, oogie, oogie. Like you just can't boogie no more. Oh, that's a classic. It's a different time, the 70s.
Classic. Absolutely. Fly jam right there. All right. 312-981-7200, Luscious Hushes. Oh, by the way, Viggity Viggity Vic and the Verified Double V running around like a lunatic in the newsroom, and I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki for our weekly fly meeting. All right. What's next?
All right. Next up, we've got Dino. He wanted to hear Con Funk Shun, Got to Be Enough. And as always, Dino knows the flyest of jams, so let's take a listen.
Yeah.
As funky as it gets.
That's funky, man. That's real funky. Very, very funky. I was just looking up at the TV here. Of course, we have the Chicago's very own WGN Channel 9 Morning News, and they were just doing, like, celebrity buzz. Bradley Cooper and his girlfriend are splitting after 4 years. If he ends up with Lady Gaga...
I'm going to win, like, $500. I seriously made a bet. I'm going to win,
really?
Like, I'm going to win, like, $500. I'm not kidding. Everybody saw the Oscars. I saw what happened there.
Yeah.
Kidding me? Kidding me?
Crazy. All right. What about some more fly?
Oh, some more fly. Well, here, you got to play the Rubber Band Man. You know, it's one of the flyest jams of all time, and that is coming to us from, let's see here. Oh, no, I lost the name.
Uh-oh.
But they requested the Rubber Band Man. If,
okay.
If you're out there, you know this is for you. So here's the Rubber Band Man.
Once I went to hear them play at a club outside of town. I was so surprised. I was hypnotized by the sound these cats put down. When I saw this short, fat guy stretch a band between his toes. Hey, I laughed so hard because the band got down when it finally reached his nose. Hey,
found that that's for Dave and Monroe.
Dave and Monroe.
There you are, Dave. I got you.
Well, you know, that's inspired by a true story. The Spinners actually went to see an act with a guy that was dancing with a giant rubber band.
Nice.
He had a big giant rubber band. So they called him the Rubber Band Man, and they wrote that song.
Not bad.
Based
not bad
on
at
that.
All.
So, all right.
All right. Next up, of course, Celebration, Cool and the Gang, coming to us from Sam, a longtime listener.
Mm. I feel like I'm at a wedding. Cool and the Gang. Cool and the Gang. Hey, here's a shocker. Dean did not like Dark Phoenix.
I don't think anybody with a brain is going to like Dark Phoenix. And I haven't even seen it yet.
I got to see it, though, man.
I know. I have to, too. I've been watching those movies for like 20 years.
Yeah, well, it's also because McAvoy's in it. And, you know, he's my man. And he and Fassbender together are just... magnificent.
They do a good job. They do a very good
job. I mean, just in real life, too.
Yeah.
Like, watching those two guys on any talk show. They were all on Kimmel. The entire cast was on Kimmel the other day. And those two guys just ran with it. So
that's what they do.
All right, last one.
Last one coming to us from a very special lady.
Yeah.
Mrs. DiGilio.
Oh, my mom.
She wanted to hear the Manhattans kiss and say goodbye. So this one goes out
there
to you.
There we go.
I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do.
Great song. Great choice, Ma. All right. Very cool. All right, everybody have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday morning. Steve Procopi and Eric Childress and I will review all of the new movies. And my dad will fall in and tell a joke.